campus any just a baseball decision today?
Definitely. Really just a matter of Matt really hadn't had a day off in a while. Obviously, I think we see some of the frustration that he's, you know, had. And this guy's been pretty good on the kind of wearing out righties. I think with Shelby, I think righties are like 170 or 177 or something like that. And just a day.
Pretty amazing.
We'll be back in there tomorrow.
What Shelby Miller has done, just your thoughts on facing.
Well, just a guy with – we faced a few guys kind of like – shouldn't say exactly like Shelby, but we faced the Harvey kid in New York. Shelby's another one of those guys, those young guys with power arms. They're always kind of interesting when you get to see them the first time.
Did you have to have any kind of a conversation with Matt just to make sure the air was clear and there was no issues?
Yeah, I talked to him this morning and just let him know basically from yesterday. I just want to make sure that it was a baseball decision. I don't know how else to say it. I said it last night, basically trying to get Kenley. I needed two innings out of, or one plus, I should say, out of Kenley. And,
sometimes players take it the wrong way, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I said last night, Nick sometimes gets, I know he's like, he gets mad, and I've doubled Carl out of games. I doubled Mark Ellis out of games. It was just the spot, that I needed to get one plus. And so it's really nothing more than that.
Don, looking at today's pitching match, I wanted to share your comments on Miller. How does it make
Our guy's pretty good too.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. how does it make your job maybe a little more difficult because you have a good pitcher's duel today? How does it change some of the moves that maybe you're anticipating in the game?
When you got Kershaw, it makes it a lot. You can't hardly ever say it makes it more difficult. So when he's pitching that day, you feel pretty good about going into it that you're going to get a pretty good performance. He could have a down day like anybody else. But usually those are outings that he's still pretty good. So it doesn't really change anything, just knowing that you got to figure a way to try to get him some runs. I want to catch the baseball for him, that type of stuff.
Now, you said yesterday you weren't, because you didn't see it, you weren't sure about who Matt was yelling at or whatever. I mean, did you ask him specifically or just let bygones be good?
No, I mean, I understand the frustration. I did see like one of the, just a little clip of a video, and that's fine. Again, Kersh has yelled at me before. Punto yells at me. Matt's bigger than all those guys, so I don't really like him yelling at me. But, that's just part of the game. I've told guys before, I don't mind guys getting mad at me. Pitchers, when you take them out of the game, they're mad at times. So guys that get mad at me, I'm okay with it because they want to win and they want to go out and perform and they think they can get that out or, whatever it is. So I don't mind that. Just as long as, try to explain to him. It's this morning. It was a baseball move, and so I understand the frustration. But
I feel like your relationship with him is as good as it ever was. Right?
I don't know. I don't worry about that part of it. I'm trying to make baseball decisions that are the best for, like today for me. Matt not playing is the best thing for him. It's the best thing for us. Mm-hmm. For him to be, having the struggles and being frustrated is not good for a guy. To give him a little breather, this is, his second day off the whole year, so it's not like he's getting rest that, Andre gets days off, Carl's getting days off, Mark Ellis gets days off, AJ Ellis gets days off. This is a day for me, just like anything else. Seems like the timing is kind of right.
Even though you don't like necessarily be yelled at, at least they care, right? They're passionate. They'd rather have guys like that who don't care.
Exactly. There you go. You got it.
Is that straightened out?
Yeah.
Not a
complete
if you meet him in the pitch, you come up.
No question. No. When you say a day off in the National League, that's usually not the case. So usually in a game every day. Definitely. He's not injured or anything like that.
How do you feel about having to throw four lefties in a row in this situation right now? Does that matter to you at all?
Not really. Not if they're pitching good, you know. I mean, it's not like your lineup where you go left, right, or anything. It's going to get split now, right? We play the Cardinals. They got three, but it actually works out a little better for us because they haven't hit left-handed pitching.
Right.
But from here, then it's Greinke or you, so it's getting split up a little bit.
Right.
you said that Matt isn't injured, but just the fact that he isn't able to get the extension that he wants because of his shoulder, does that make you more likely to give him a day off in the meantime until that does come around?
Not really. No, I'm not. You know, obviously, you want Matt to be swinging the way he wants and be able to do all the things that I feel like he's capable of. But it has nothing to do with today. Today was just seemed, you know, when you start looking at, you know, the matchup with this pitcher, Matt's frustration, you know, day after night, you know, it's just like it just fits. And he hasn't had a day in a long time, so it just kind of start looking at your guys in a combination of players, and this seems like it's the best.
Did you let him know last night, or did he?
No, I told him today, this morning.
Is Jerry Harrison active?
Jerry Harrison is not active.
So is that hinging on at this point right now?
Really nothing more than Jerry played 2 days in a row, kind of like we always do. We always seem to make sure they come out or all right, give them the day, and then, you know, we'll probably go tomorrow.
How's Matt's leg?
Stiff. Yeah, stiff. We think so. You know, he'll kind of continue to get treatment, you know, anything like that. You seem to wake up the next day stiffer, but it's one of those things. He'll keep getting treatment and the whole day, and I'm assuming he'd be available to pinch hit or to do something.
So it's not like a DL situation?
At this point, I'm not hearing that. So right now it's stiff. If it would move forward and be worse, then it could be, I guess.
Don, looking ahead this entire week, facing the Angels, is that sort of a perfect example of a team that struggled similar to you guys with the injuries and the losing, and here they've turned it around, and why can't it be you guys?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think, you know, you all know that they had a talented club and that they were going to put it together. You know, you kind of knew that. So I wish they had just waited a little longer before they put it together. So other than that, you know.
But there are some similarities there, don't you
think? Oh, definitely. You know, a team that's got high expectations. Yeah. Obviously, both Southern California teams, not afraid to spend money on their players. So a lot of similarities.
A couple weeks ago, people were writing that, you know, Sosa's job would be in jeopardy. Did that surprise you at all, to see me and that stuff?
It did me, yeah.
You find it absurd that?
I do. I mean, I think Sosa's great, you know, playing against his teams from the American League. I've always thought, they're tough to play. They're a tough team to play against. They're a little different now than they were. They're not quite as speed-oriented, but they, you know, they're well-managed. You know, they're prepared. I thought it was absurd.
I think Joe shared that sentiment because Sosa was the only manager who had a winning record against Torres Yankees.
Well, it seemed that way. It seemed like we had trouble beating him. I know that. They put a lot of pressure on you. You know, he's aggressive in the way they play. And, again, the teams now are a little more power-oriented. Before, it was more of a speed, a lot of pressure in different ways. Now it's a little more Earl Weaver-ish, three-run homer. But still, you still see the – when you play their teams, you know that the guys, the combination of guys that will do those things, they'll be ready to do it.
Do you personally look forward to these kinds of games, especially the four straight against them, or is it just another series to you?
No, I like it. I get to stay at home for four more days. Yeah. So even on your road games, you get to stay at home. So that's kind of nice. You're not in a hotel. No, I like the games. I just think, you know, again, it's close to home, and there's some energy. Yeah. You know, you like energy at the stadium. So, yeah, I like it.
Basically feeling the passion from the fans wherever you're at.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Forward to it.
Yep. Nice day off without batting practice. We'll relax a little bit today. Huh?
I don't know about that. Never relax until I get home.
I got you. You watching the playoffs around here, the Kings at all?
What is that? Is it 3-2 now?
3-2, yeah.
Kings?
Yep. Game
good.
6 in San Jose today.
All right. I knew they were up 2. Haven't been able to
and
see
they
the
blew
games.
The two up there, and they won down here, so they're up there today, trying to eliminate.
See, that's what you're. Now, how do you say that? They blew the games, or they just got beat?
Both.
Oh, okay.
They lost. They lost two straight up there.
I got it.
When you're up two straight, yeah, they were favored to win this series.
They were.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, they were the champions, right?
Yeah, they're defending champs.
Yeah.
Were you a big Indy 500 fan growing up?
Not really. I went to the time trials once. Is that today, too?
Yeah, it's going on right now.
Oh, really?
It's up on the big screen.
Yeah, it's not as big as it used to be, it doesn't seem like. It seems like NASCAR's kind of taken over. But I'm not a big... went to the time trials. It was all right. It seemed like it was just monotonous to me.
Me too.
It's going in circles. It's really fast. I'm sure it's dangerous and it's exciting, you know, but it's... I don't know. I have trouble.
I don't know. That the last time I looked, the leader's name was Will Power, so I'm not so sure about that sport.
He's related to Austin.
I can't see who's leading right now.
Where do you think Stan would be?
I think he's getting ready to seem like he's getting towards the mound. It's one of those we're moving towards the mound. No, I think he threw a light off the mound the other day. So I'm thinking, I know he's still feeling a little something, felt a little something when he was throwing off the mound the other day, but I think we're moving in the right direction with that.
It's imminent,
though. I don't feel like it's imminent. It hasn't got to that DEFCON 4 type talk from the medical staff where I know it's getting close. Hanley's getting closer. I hear more talk about, I haven't heard a day or anything like that, but it sounds like Hanley's getting closer. Yeah, I know he was going to, I don't know if he ran today, but he was going to run yesterday and they held him off or something, or if he ran, so I'm thinking he's getting towards, when I start hearing curves, it's getting closer. Hanley's being active or playing rehab? What's the day? Sunday? This is a new week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. We're probably getting to the point where we're going to start talking about it soon.
I know, I get back at
it. You're getting close. Bill likes those.
That's the process.
That's the process.
Close to talking about it.
Don, you know it all along going into this job, the speculations and rumors that when you're losing, this kind of stuff's going to happen. How do you personally deal with that stuff? Do you just put the blinders on, or
you work, go to work?
Yeah,
that's all. It's part of it.
Yeah,
trying to win games. That's all I try to do. That doesn't change. Same like playing anywhere else. You can cut out all the distractions, take care of your business on the field, and everything else you just try to deal with it. All right. So really, that's what I do. Try to do. Take care of our business on the field. Take care of all my preparations. Help the team be prepared as much as possible. And then deal with everything else I got to deal with.
Yeah, but when idiots like me keep bringing it up,
it's part of the job. Then
right.
I say, you know what, you got a job to do.
Right.
I know you got a job to do, and that's part of it.
I feel better now. Thanks.
That's the truth, right?
No, it is.
I
totally.
Mean, you have your job, your livelihood depends on asking me questions about that.
Yeah.
Not just that, but
no, I hope not.
Part of it.
Exactly.
What do you want to do with Elbert today? Just have him face one guy or more than that?
No, I think he's just facing one. I think it's one guy they talked about. And it's more about an exercise of him having to get back up today, get ready in the game, go into the game, and get a hitter. So it's basically saying, can you bounce back? And that's really what this exercise is all about.
Hey, down the other day, you heard that something about maybe wanting to sit down and talk to you since Wednesday. Have you talked to him?
We've talked, yeah. He was in. Yeah, we talked again yesterday.
You talked again, so that's not. That's over.
Dre and I are good.
It's pretty much good with everybody, which is a good thing, right?
Well,
almost. Pretty
almost.
Much. That's why I said pretty much. There's no guarantees in this life.
No. You see at this point that Matt's confidence is nearing the fragile.
Matt's a pretty confident guy, and Matt, you know, for me, Matt's never afraid of anything. You know, he's never impressed, you know, give me the impression that he's afraid of the field. And I think sometimes you'll see guys that, when it's not going good, they find reasons that they don't want to play, and that's not Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp likes being out there, and he's never, ever backed off of playing. So, I mean, he's not afraid. So even, I mean, on the backside of that, when you struggle, I don't care who you are, from Ted Williams on down, you struggle enough that your confidence gets a little bit shaken. But I think with guys like, again, going back to Matt's caliber of player, they also know that they're coming out. They're going to get out of this. And that's the one thing that is the difference to me and the guys like Matt and then somebody else who loses confidence and they're not quite sure they're going to come out. Matt knows he's going to come out.
There are similarities. Remember the story with you and Jeter when you were in New York and he had that really bad first half of the season. You guys just sat down and said, hey, forget about the last half. You got the second half, and he turned it around, right?
Jeter did not need any help.
No, but he was hitting like 190 or something at the time?
That was early.
Yeah.
And they were on him. He was in a 1-for-30 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he came out with a grand slam and he hit like 360 the rest of the way. He ended up hitting 294 right. or something like that. So he was never a guy that needed any Jeter's a different animal.
What's the problem with the longest he's ever set out with an injury? When he gets back, how long will it take him to get back?
I don't know. You know, with Jeter, you never, like, sell him short. He's a guy that you don't – he's really hard to sell short because he always seems to bounce back. But, you know, when you start talking about age and coming back out of that, I think then you know, what is he, 38, something like that? And at some point, Father Time catches you. You just don't know when. And the year he had last year, you kind of go, well, he hadn't caught up yet. So, you know, with Jeter, you never sell him short.
So when you're talking about Matt – a lot of guys talk about, well, if you're not feeling well, you know, as long as you can tolerate whatever you're not feeling, you're producing, you know, okay. I mean, he's, at least from every place, he's wincing when he swings, but he's certainly not producing. Is there any thoughts of the DL at all?
Not from my standpoint, and I have heard zero of that from medical, you know. So I've heard, I know Matt gets a little bit of maintenance work, but there, you know, he's not on the medical report. As far as having, you know, Matt's having issues or anything. So, for me, and this is just basically, you know, an opinion in watching guys come back from injuries, is that that to me he's not hurting. It doesn't seem like he's hurting anywhere. And if he's wincing and playing in pain, he's not telling anybody. He's not telling Dr. Elitarash. He's not telling, you know, the medical staff or anything like that. But again, you know, my dime store theory has a little bit been the only thing that you kind of see is there a possibility that we've created some bad habits by basically playing through last year late and then coming off of a surgery during the winter and having to build, you know, get built back up. So that's just, again, without any real backing of anything, the only thing that I haven't heard anything about injury or anything else. So
I mean, given the results, and there been any thought to take a couple weeks, strengthen your shoulder, or not at all?
I haven't heard that at all, and I wouldn't really think Matt would want that at all. Now, there has been talk about Matt really being able last night that allowing him to start doing a little bit more weight training, allowing him to do some things that he hasn't been able to do. So maybe that's, you know, an area that it kind of moves forward for him, that he's able to start doing a little bit different style training.
You mean like getting medical clearance anymore, Taylor?
Well, yeah, kind of like more weight room, weight type, typical lifting type stuff. Instead
he hasn't
of
done or hasn't been allowed to?
I don't think he has been allowed. They've held him back for sure from doing certain things, and I think they're getting to the point where they're feeling like it may to let him do some more of that.
A lot of this is the battle through kind of a thing. You just deal with this kind of stuff when you're playing, right?
Injuries are tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Hanley struggled when he came back a couple years ago. Adrian struggled a little bit with his shoulder. I mean, I don't think it's uncommon. Matt's, he's going to be like everybody else. I mean, at times we know he can be superhuman a little bit, but, you know, injuries are injuries, and coming back from him, I don't think anybody's immune to having to deal with the stuff you have to come back with.
From your experience, Don, you talked about dime store theory, maybe some bad habits crept in, but how can the lack of weightlifting, if anything, affect Matt, even if it's just maybe his power?
Well, just making you feel good. You know, you're feeling like you're doing something to get stronger and confidence as much as anything.
But you don't think that the amount that he's been limited in the weight room affect his power?
I don't know. Again, you know, I just get the word from medical last night that they're going to allow him to start doing more.
Did you ask, or did they just come to you with that?
It came to me.
Okay.
I just love the idea you used the term dime store. I haven't heard that in a long time. That's great. That's
really
old school. Yeah.
Oh, you see, with inflation.
You don't see any too many dime stores. You know, 99 cents.
You're just coming with the word novel.
Yeah, that's right. Dime store. My aunt worked at I think it was like a Kmart that had like a diner. They used to have diners right in there.
Yeah,
I remember going there and getting milkshakes when she worked there.
Yeah, was that a dime store?
That's very weird. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
What do you say to Max to help him through this time?
I think we stay with him, you know, show confidence in him that, you know, that he's going to come out of it.
The decision to sit Andre the other day, pull Matt in the double switch last night, you know, it's going to be interpreted in a lot of corners as you're getting tough and, you know, don't want to worry about their feelings anymore. I'm no different
than I was 3 years ago. I've not, my message has stayed the same, you know. Seriously, baseball move. It was a baseball move yesterday. You guys watch the games. It's a baseball move.
That's it in the way he is, usually. Are you taking your best hitter out there?
I had to think twice about it, but I had to think twice about when I take Mark Ellis out of games, too, and I take Carl out, you know, when it's the move for the time. When I got to have it 1+ with Kinley. My problem there, if I don't go Matt, he's hitting in Punto's spot, right? Who's on deck when Carl was hitting? The inning before, right? They're not going to pitch to Carl. They're going to make me either let Kenley Jansen hit, and with the guy in scoring, just trying to get an extra run, or pinch hit for him and go to, like, somebody else that I don't want to go to in the eighth inning. That's where I'm stuck. You know what I mean? So it's a baseball move is all.
And the likelihood of Matt not hitting again as well comes into play too, doesn't it?
No.
Not at all?
No, I got a lead. I got a lead. I want Kinley in there to hold the lead.
No, I'm saying, but you don't really care about as much about that because that's you're looking more on the
I'm looking the defense and,
exactly.
and pitching.
Right.
And not even defense, I'm looking at pitching right there.
Yeah.
Have you seen a change in Dre this series?
What do you mean?
Well, obviously sent a message about the way that you want the game to be played, and I'm just wondering if him specifically...
Dre's been fine. We've had Dre and I've talked, I swear, you don't even know how many times we've talked over the years.
I know you've talked, but just specifically the way that he plays the game on the field, have you seen it?
That's what we talk about all the time. All the time. When we talk about stuff, him and I usually, over since 2008, have been mostly the same conversations. So... Dre and I are fine. Dre knows how I want him to play. Everybody knows. So, I don't know how to make it any.
Now that James Logan is retired, the jar?
Yeah, the jar is retired. The dollar jar?
Yeah.
Right. Part of the Dollar General.
Yeah, right.
We came from Mexico. We want to know about the crew situation, what happened with him, what he told you, and what. Him.
About what?
What Cruz with slow beginning
that
he has?
Really, he's struggled, and that's pretty much been it. You know, he hasn't swung the bat, you know, like, you know, we thought he was capable of, and really some other guys have, and so it's really kind of just his playing time has gotten limited.
But I heard that his father is illness, and that's why he slowed down.
Well, I'm not sure. I knew his dad had some issues, uh-huh. And I'm sure Louis's frustrated. He wants to do well. Louis's been working hard and trying to get himself right. So really, when Louis gets opportunities to play, then it's always again. It's like his chances to show us what he can do.
He will have the opportunity to go to the lineup again?
He'll play again, yes.
When?
Win?
Yes.
I don't know. It's hard for me to answer that right now.
Oh, she asked.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.